Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Everyone's got the story of the grandmother who lived to 103 while smoking 100 cigarettes a day. But it's not going to be that way for everyone. Lung cancer is a cancer that is particularly deadly. 80% of people who receive a diagnosis will be dead in 2 years. It also is a disease that disproportionately strikes smokers. There's now a new gene-based test called Respirogene. It determines your susceptibility to lung cancer compared to other smokers. Dr. Robert Young is Associate Professor of Medicine and Molecular Genetics at the University of Auckland. He's been working for more than a decade on this Respirogene test, and he joins us now. As a first thought, what exactly does Respirogene test for, and how does it do so?
What it does is it assesses clinical factors that are identified as placing a smoker at risk of lung cancer, and also the genetic code of that individual by taking a small sample of cells from the cheek that can then be analysed for genes or what we call genetic variants associated with risk. The overall test gives you a result that tells you where you are in terms of your risk of lung cancer compared to other smokers.
And how did you come to work out what genes showed a susceptibility? I mean, what's gone into setting up this test?
A lot of time and energy. 10 years of research. What we found many years ago was that not all smokers get lung cancer, only a proportion. And those that do, it's a very severe disease with very poor outcomes. The treatments are not usually effective. And what we were looking for is a means of identifying those high-risk people in order to promote better, healthy lifestyles. We collected, firstly, healthy smokers from attending lots of RSAs, in fact, around the Auckland region. And we met these, mostly men, but sometimes women, fantastic people, and we got samples from them. And they often had very normal lung function, had smoked for 30 or 40 years. And if you like, they had got away with it. Unfortunately, many smokers don't, and we found them in our clinics at the hospital. So we had two groups of patients who were sick, one group that had smoker's lung or emphysema, and the other group that had lung cancer.
This is a really different approach from the broad take tobacco products off the shelves, a public health message. This is going to individuals to make them understand their own specific personal risk.
It is very much. What we've seen is public health type approaches have been effective and were first introduced about the mid-70s. But there are smokers today are very resistant to the message. We know that it might reduce people's uptake of smoking to see bad pictures or health warnings. But people that have been smoking already 20 years are pretty hardened smokers, and they're not really put off by most of that type of approach. So what we're saying is, well, look, in so many other aspects, what people really want is information and they want help. This is a tool providing information and motivation.
And so from the test, if someone does get and administer and send back the test, what happens? You then send them results saying what?
So the results will give them a score that's between 1 and 12. A low score is in the what we call the moderate risk range. All smokers are at some risk, and that score goes up to about 3. Smokers at scoring 4 and 5, the middle range, are at a high risk, and then the group that scores 6 or more are at very high risk. So what we try and do is we place smokers in what we call moderate, high, or very high risk categories.
Can I just interrupt you there? I notice you don't have a low risk. Is there no such thing as low risk?
There isn't a low risk. The low risk is the non-smoker.
Okay.
And so if you get a 6, say, that's because you have analysed the genetic sample taken from within the cheek and found that the person has a bunch of genes that you've found in your research highly correlate to getting these nasty cancers.
That's exactly right.
Right. And so what happened when you put this idea out into the world? I mean, it sounds like a remarkable boon for a smoker.
Well, we started out firstly by asking smokers would they be interested, because it's quite a huge investment in time and energy, and our goal is to help smokers, and we thought, well, are they interested? And there was some published work that suggested that smokers would be interested, and this was a study in a dentistry clinic where they asked the smokers, would you take a test for risk of lung cancer? And the response was over 80% said yes. So we went out and tested that hypothesis in a health expo that was run out in Waitakere several years ago, and we found exactly the same result. So we felt that this was a fairly good indication that there were a body of smokers who were interested. How much they would pay for it, what effort they would go to find the information was unknown, but their interest levels were high. And my sense of it as a doctor is that people like information. Mm. They're hungry for it, and if you provide them good information and support, they're very pleased to have it. And the smokers have taken this test of being universally delighted with the information, whether they're moderate, high, or very high, they're delighted to know, they want to know.
And your findings from this, are you anecdotally or with research finding that people who are getting these very high risk results are quitting?
We are. We've done a preliminary study where we identified a group of people that were smokers who had been in the hospital, had been discharged, and we asked them about their smoking. And then we said, well, look, there is a test available. Would you be interested? Again, the third time, over 80% of them said yes. And then what we found is we gave them the test and then followed them up 6 months later. And we found that a third of them had quit smoking. About another third had halved how much they were smoking. And a number of them, two-thirds, had gone out to get smoking cessation products like nicotine replacement because they can access those from the pharmacy.
I have to ask this. It's a fantastic thing for a person to know, maybe a less fantastic thing for their medical insurer to know?
Yeah, look, the whole issue with insurance is a tricky one. Whenever anybody takes any test, that information may be available to insurers, particularly if they go to get that test done through the hospital system or through their GP. This test is available to people personally. That's one issue. We would like them to share that information with their doctor to help the smoking cessation issue. But let me tell you a little bit about the insurance industry. If you're a smoker, you are already paying nearly double premium. And so that's already an issue. If you quit smoking for a year, you can claim to go on to the normal non-smoking premium. So there are advantages in terms of insurance to quit. The other issue is that because the insurance company have already loaded you as a smoker, I would feel that any further action they took on a test like this would be a double whammy, and they would have every right to complain.
Yeah.
That's my feel.
And so where is this test available? Is it in market now? Is it going to be sold through chemists? Is that an idea?
Well, what we've done initially is the test has been available on an 0800 number, and that's initially to facilitate sales through general practitioners. Now, the general practitioners are very busy, and smoking is a difficult and time-consuming issue. We know that this is an issue pharmacists would have a great deal of input into, and I think would enjoy being involved in. So we're proposing and working towards making this test available through pharmacies.
And if you are wanting to access the test yourself,
yep.
Are you able to ring up the 0800 number
yes,
if you're
you
not
are.
A GP and get it sent to you?
You can. So if you ring our 0800 number, which is 0800 Lung Risk, LUNGRISK, then we will take your details, contact you, talk you through the process and arrange the test to be done because we can post to you the kit and you can post it back to us.
And in some instances, this would make a fantastic birthday gift.
It could be something you would give to a spouse or a parent who you were wanting to help along the process of making that decision.
And how many of the calls that you are getting through to that 0800 number are from partners, people close to smokers?
To date, it's mostly been smokers themselves. These are the people that we've spoken to or GPs have referred to us. But I think it's a great idea. I think it's affordable and it is certainly showing to be helpful in that process towards quitting.
And what kind of price is it running at?
It will be around $150. So through the 0800 number, $150, we hope to put it into pharmacies and the price there will depend a little bit on the pharmacy.
And what's the public health position on this? It's another wonderful test, another wonderful bit of information, but there's so many things competing for that health vote, aren't there?
There are. And so the public health have been really dominant in the area of tobacco control for the last 40 years. And so something like this is very, very new. And it has raised eyebrows, and there's been some discussion about it. But I think both approaches are very valid. The approach that we're using is much more like the approach used by doctors in caring and preventing people for heart disease. We measure your cholesterol, we measure blood pressure, we say, look, these are your numbers, this is what we're aiming to do. We can say to everybody, exercise, eat a healthy diet, but my personal belief as a clinician is when I show someone their own numbers, that really, you know, gets them going.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for coming in and talking to us about the new product. If you'd like to learn more about risperidone or maybe buy it in a passive-aggressive manner for a loved one, ring that number, 0800 Lung Risk. Coming up after the break, we head to WOMAD.